Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the 24th Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The epistle lesson appointed for this Sunday is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, with special attention to the following verses. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the Word of God. We now sing the hymn of the day, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Oh,
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to encourage one another and build one another up just as we are doing. To encourage each other and build each other up when we get discouraged, frustrated, and sometimes crushed, when we are challenged and confronted by a serious problem, trouble, trials, and tribulations in life. Especially now as we are frustrated and depressed again with the sudden surge of the COVID pandemic in our county and in the state of California. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the epistle lesson 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, with special attention to verse 11 as follows. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, do you ever need words of encouragement? What would you say right now? Do you ever need to hear words of encouragement? Perhaps a word of kindness, or a word of love and forgiveness, a word of peace and comfort when you are suddenly faced with a serious problem in your family, a tragic accident, a terminal illness, or a financial crisis right now. Whatever it is, when we feel that the whole world is suddenly crashing down on us, we need to hear words of encouragement, don't we? Yes, we do. This is especially true with the COVID pandemic we are going through right now, in which everyone is literally on edge, frustrated, and sometimes even depressed and angry about it. Not being able to lead a normal life, and having to wear a mask or a face covering, keep social distancing, and constantly having to wash our hands. Not being able to go out like we used to do, but having to stay in our own home like a prisoner. But what is even more frustrating, not being able to worship our Lord Jesus Christ here at Shepherd in the Pines, in his house of prayer for the last 4 months since July 15th of this year. And I must confess, it has also been frustrating for me not being allowed to worship our Lord Jesus Christ, to sing, to pray, to hear the Word of God, to fellowship and partake of the Lord's Supper in the Holy Sacrament. So yes, we all need to hear words of encouragement today. And that's precisely what St. Paul was doing for the members of the church in Thessalonica. He was constantly encouraging them because they were getting very discouraged and frustrated in their faith. They weren't even sure about their eternal salvation and of Christ's coming, as we talked about it last Sunday. To be ready and prepared, just like the five wise virgins were, to find an open door and our lamps burning when the bridegroom Jesus Christ finally comes again as he has promised us. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. The words of St. Paul in the first part of our text for today. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Not only that, but as St. Paul continues to write, saying, for God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. But until Jesus comes back again, so that we might live with him, St. Paul told the Christians in the church of Thessalonica to support each other. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. We also read in the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament, chapter 12, verse 25, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. So all of us are also urged to say a good word, to encourage each other and build each other up. This is especially true when we get discouraged, frustrated, and sometimes crushed when we are challenged and confronted by a serious problem, trials, and tribulations in life. As a matter of fact, in the early days of the Christian church in Jerusalem, there was a man who was always encouraging others and building them up. They did not call him by the name given by his parents, but instead called him Son of Encouragement. That man was Barnabas, whose name, by the way, means Son of Encouragement. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, it is reported that Barnabas sold a field that belonged to him and brought the money to the apostles so that they could help the poor and the needy Christians in Jerusalem. In the book of Acts, chapter 9, we see Barnabas again when Paul was converted to Christianity. As he neared Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. Paul fell to the ground and heard a voice from heaven say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" To which Saul responded, saying, "Who are you, Lord?" And the voice from heaven said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." But the church in Jerusalem refused to accept Saul now as Paul, an ambassador of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because he persecuted the church. So who came to his rescue? Barnabas did. Barnabas introduced Paul to the apostles and told them that Paul was now a true Christian, a follower, and an ambassador, preaching and teaching the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's the kind of encouragement we also need today. We also need a Barnabas in our midst to encourage us and build us up, especially as we are frustrated and depressed with the COVID pandemic. As a matter of fact, we have several examples from Jesus himself, who was always encouraging others, whether through his preaching and teaching or through his many miraculous signs and wonders. This was especially true in Jesus' treatment of women and in his relationship with women. When the Canaanite woman came crying out to Jesus saying, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Did Jesus send her away or throw her under the bus because she kept crying after him, or because the disciples told him to send her away? No, he didn't. He told her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." Again, the same was also true of the woman caught in adultery when the religious leaders were ready to stone her to death. Did Jesus condemn her? No, he didn't. Instead, Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again." The same was also true of the centurion whose servant was very ill and about to die. He pleaded with Jesus, saying, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed." Did Jesus send him away or ignore his plea for mercy? No, instead he told the centurion, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." Jesus said the word, a word of encouragement and hope, and the servant was suddenly healed. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me again? Do we need to hear words of encouragement today? And the answer is yes. We need to hear words of kindness, love, and forgiveness, as well as words of peace and comfort, especially when we are surrounded by problems, trouble, trials, and tribulations in life. When we continue to be threatened by the COVID pandemic that just won't go away. And we also need each other. We need to encourage one another. We need to build each other up. This is especially true as we see the day of the Lord approaching, as St. Paul writes in our text for today. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. But most of all, we need Jesus, not only to encourage us and build us up, but to strengthen us in our faith and trust in Him as our Lord and Savior. And when we have failed to have more faith and trust in Jesus for all of our spiritual and physical needs in life, He forgives us again as we repent and turn to Him for His love, mercy, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Yes, take it to the Lord in prayer. As you encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are doing here at Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church. And as we look forward to the future and hopefully have the doors of our church open again very soon so that we can go back and worship our Lord Jesus Christ in His house of prayer. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always as we encourage each other and build each other up, just as we are doing. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, I Need Thee Every Hour. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we continue to pray to you as the doors of our church continue to be closed due to the COVID pandemic. We pray that very soon we will be able to worship you again in your house of prayer. Father, until then, keep us faithful to you and to our church here at Shepherd in the Pines as we listen at home to your word and to the singing of the hymns every Sunday morning through this broadcast. And as we also pray and continue to support financially the ministry of our church here at Shepherd in the Pines. Father, we also pray that you will continue to keep us safe and healthy from the recent surge of the coronavirus, not only in our county and in the state of California, but even in our own small community here in the Big Bear Valley. Father, we also continue to pray for President Donald J. Trump and the First Lady Melania Trump, as well as President-elect Joe Biden and Jill Biden. Heavenly Father, may a peaceful transition take place in our nation, which is in the best interest and well-being of the citizens of our great nation, in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Heavenly Father, we take everything, all these petitions and intercessions, to you in prayer. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this 24th Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, O Master, let me walk with thee. Amen.